This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. So very happy to be with you today. I certainly am. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have every reason to rejoice in the Lord, especially on a day like today, because today is a beautiful day for Holy Mother Church, a beautiful day. I think all of heaven must be absolutely rejoicing today. Today is the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I have to also say it's very special to EWTN because today marks the 43rd anniversary of the launch of EWTN. Mother Angelica launching this great enterprise of Catholic communications, carrying the healing love of Jesus Christ to all corners of the world on the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary all the way back in 1981. What a great grace it is to have been associated with a network, not quite in 1981, but coming very soon thereafter, first time up here in 1987, and then doing programming in 1988 for EWTN. So this is a day of double rejoicing at EWTN, but of course the most important of all is this holy day of obligation, the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So by way of that, I do want to remind you that for those of us that are Catholic, this is a holy day of obligation, which means that we mark this great solemnity by going to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, hopefully in a state of grace so that we can receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to us by way of the fiat of this beautiful woman taking up residence in her womb, being delivered from her womb, and then giving his life for each one of us. What a great day it is. So I'm really encouraging you to celebrate this day. Celebrate this day. It is a great day. And to that end, I'm going to be celebrating it all through this program with you. I'm going to be talking a little bit about our Blessed Mother, but I really want you to talk about our Blessed Mother. Yes, I do. I really want for you to call in with your questions and your comments. Maybe your favorite title of our Blessed Lady. Maybe it might be a way in which our Blessed Mother impacted your life. Maybe it might be through a special favor or grace that you received by way of Our Lady, or that a loved one received by way of her. This is a day when we rejoice with heaven for the fiat of the woman. Do you know that theologians tell us that when the angel Gabriel appeared to Our Lady and announced to her that she had been chosen by God to be the mother of his only begotten son, that all of heaven held its breath, so to speak, waiting for her reply. And when Our Lady said, "Be it done unto me according to thy word, fiat mihi," all of heaven sighed a sigh of relief and celebrated. So today we join the heavenlies in celebrating this great day of Our Lady. Just a few words moving forward about this great 43rd anniversary of EWTN. It is just a great grace in the world. I happened to be present yesterday in New Orleans, Louisiana, where 1,400 of the Daughters of the Most High God had gathered for the biennial convention of the Catholic Daughters of America. I was blessed to be able to address them. And I cannot tell you how many people came up to me. I mean, I just can't count how many people came up to me, thanked me for EWTN, for being on EWTN, wanted me to communicate to EWTN how important EWTN is in their lives. So many who listen to us every day on Catholic radio. I said, well, please do call in once in a while, right? We love to hear from you. How many it told me that they watched our program, Women of Grace, on EWTN television. We see the impact, those of us associated with the network out and about like I am, we see see the impact of the network in the lives of people. People coming up with tears in their eyes, recounting to me stories of how they heard exactly what they needed to hear through the airwaves, whether it be television or whether it be radio, but communicated to them in a way that was comprehensible, that it was the voice of God speaking to them. So, you know, from the very early days of cable television and EWTN shortwave, through the addition of the AM and FM stations, satellite radio, web streaming, we do everything here. We have never wavered from that beautiful, beautiful vision of Mother Angelica's to proclaim the truth and the majesty of the Catholic faith. And if there was ever a time when this voice was so desperately needed, it is this time. The Catholic voice has to go out. It has to reach to all corners of the world. It has to penetrate into the hearts of everyone who hears. You help to make that possible through your donations and through your efforts here to spread the good news about EWTN. You know, all of that being said, we are just so very grateful to God for the inspiration that He gave to Mother. We're very grateful to Mother for her fiat. She uttered fiat as Our Lady did, and something was born from it, something that continues really in a very real way, the work of Our Lady, whose job and mission is to bring Jesus Christ to the world and the world to Jesus Christ. EWTN does that. It's been, as I say, a blessing to so very, very many. So we thank heaven. We thank God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and all that you have yet to do through the airwaves by way of EWTN. And Father God, I just ask in this moment a special blessing on all of our listeners, for all of these faithful individuals who day by day tune in to EWTN radio, tune in to EWTN television, and receive the good news that comes by way of the efforts started and begun by Mother Angelica 43 years ago. Father God, I ask on this special day, as a matter of fact, through the intercession of you, dearest Mother, on this your feast day, I ask that the deepest need of every listener listening right now would be met. Met, Father God, in the way in which you know is the most beneficial way for it to be met. Met in such a way that not only does it take care of the immediate problem, which might be a temporal concern, but ultimately takes care of the spiritual need that is greatest in their heart, in their mind, in their soul. I'm asking right this very moment, Lord, for a strong outpouring of the grace of conversion. May conversion fall upon our listeners in this moment, especially, you know, upon those who are not a frequent listener, or upon those who just chanced upon us as they were driving through town or out and about on the roadways and highways of the United States or beyond. Just asking, Lord, that something would be ignited in their spirit that would set them on fire with your precious love, and they too then might be a conduit of your divine and holy grace in the world at large. We thank you, Father, for all the good that has come by way of EWTN. We pray for continued blessings upon this network. We pray, Father, for continued blessings upon all of those to whom it's been entrusted. We ask for just a plenitude of graces to fall upon all of our listeners and all of our viewers. And we offer this prayer to you, Father, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen and hallelujah. So, you know, give us a call here. 833-288-EWTN is the way that you can join us. That's 833-288-3986. We want to hear your Mary story today. Yes, we do. So give us a call. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Coming right back. Stay tuned.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open, 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams, very happy to be with you today. Want to give you that toll-free number to use today. It's 833-288-EWTN. It's toll-free for you right here in North America. That's 833-288-3986. 866, inviting you to pick up the phone today to share with us your Mary moment. Yes, I would love to hear about your Mary moment. Do give us a call. We are celebrating the beautiful solemnity of the Assumption of Our Blessed Lady. We just invite you to call us and share with us all about her today. What a beautiful opportunity. Also, excuse me, want to let you know that we're available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and or Facebook page. Just use the chat feature at either one of those two sites. We'll get that question or comment retrieved and up on the board. If you're a first-time caller at either, our phone number here, in the United States, or the number to use internationally, 1-205-271-2985. We want to know. I'll ring my bell to welcome you. And if you are a first-time submitter out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page, want to know that too. And this is what I will do. I will ring my bell for you as well. So do get in touch with us today. You've got to have a Mary moment. I have so many Mary moments. I wouldn't know exactly which one to choose, but I would probably choose the way in which our Blessed Mother mothered me through the loss of my son. I think at that moment in time, though I had a deep devotion to our Blessed Mother, I was taken to a new level of love and appreciation for her maternal beatitude. She literally walked me through those days. She was always at my side. I didn't see her. I wasn't always aware in a kind of a sensate way of her presence, but I knew that she was there. I knew by the way in which events transpired that she was there, that she was orchestrating it all for me. This mother who understood what it was to lose a son knew my pain in a far more intimate way than even I could know that pain, because she saw it through the purity of her immaculate heart, and she saw it from the vantage point of heaven. So that moment was a lasting moment. It's lasted to this moment in time. So I know you've got a Mary moment too. Marina out there on YouTube. So happy, Marina, to hear from you on YouTube. She says, hi, good morning, sister. I wanted to ask you which book you use for the rosary. Well, Marina, I'll tell you, I'm not quite certain if you're referring to a book of meditations on the rosary or if you're asking which book it is that I reference for the rosary. I reference many books on the rosary. Of course, I'm always recommending Divine Intimacy by Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene, Carmelite priest. He gives us beautiful meditations on the rosary, and by that I mean instruction and guidance, inspiring in that way, not meditations for each of the mysteries. But that being said, certainly I love True Devotion to Our Lady by Saint Louis de Montfort, an absolutely marvelous book that really feeds our minds and our soul with regard to reality of Our Lady and God's role for her in the salvation of mankind. And I can say that has really impacted my prayer of the rosary. But I wrote a book on the rosary along with my good buddy, Thomas K. Sullivan. And this book is called The Rosary, Your Weapon for Spiritual Warfare. And I dug deeply into research to discover much about the rosary. So this gives you an historic perspective. It talks about the rosary and the lives of some of the saints, but it's primarily very different because it teaches you various ways to pray the rosary. It leads you into, again, a deeper understanding and appreciation intellectually, but it moves you spiritually as well. So I would really recommend, if you don't have that book, that you would get out there and get it. It's available for you there at EWTN's religious catalog. That's EWTNRC.com. We have it, of course, in our store at Women of Grace. It's available through booksellers everywhere. But I would encourage you to get a copy of it because it is quite special. Now, in that book, there are meditations for all 20 mysteries of the rosary. We pray these meditations in that particular book according to the aspect of spiritual warfare, asking for our Blessed Mother's protection as we engage in the battle that is ours by way of the principalities and powers of that are afoot in this present darkness. So it's quite remarkable that way. We have actually even excerpted those particular meditations from the book and have them in a booklet that is available for you as well. So I would answer your question that way, Marina. And I hope that your love and devotion to this most beautiful, beautiful prayer continues to grow. It really is the singular prayer that is most important to me in my life of prayer, right? That meditation on those mysteries is meant to take us deeply into contemplation, right? And the rosary has the power to do that, to take us to really the heights of union with God. So I would really encourage you to continue the good work that God has begun in you by way of the rosary. And that's really an invitation to all of you. If you, are not a prayer of the rosary, if you've not really entered into this, please do. And let me just say this too. Sometimes we can get frustrated with the rosary because it's a long prayer and our minds wander, and we pay more attention to the fact that our mind is wandering, to the fact that that's okay, that our minds wander. Just bring them back, just retrieve them from wherever they've wandered as soon as you're aware of the fact that they have wandered. There's all kinds of little help hints also in the book that Tom and I wrote, The Rosary, Your Weapon for Spiritual Warfare, that helps you to pray the rosary better, right? That helps you to stay more in tune with it. And sometimes, when I'm praying the rosary, what I really want to do is to be present to the mystery in the mystery of the rosary, right? So I just want to make myself available to the Lord to inculcate into the center of my being all that he wants to do by way of that mystery. I don't know what that is always. Sometimes he gives me little intimations, but most of the time I don't know what that is. But what I do know is whatever is held in the eternal moment, whatever is held by that moment in Christ's life, held in the eternal moment for each of us to experience, that portion of it that's meant for me that day, I just ask the Lord to inculcate into my heart, to weave it into the interior fiber of my being, and to nourish it, that it might take deep root within me and produce abundant fruit in my life. And so sometimes, I can find it very difficult to do an Ignatian application to the rosary where I try to enter into the mystery. I can find that very frustrating. And I'll just say to the Lord, I can't do that anymore. I just want to sit with you. And I'll fall silent in praying the rosary. And just allow myself to be very present, trying to gather together my faculties, my intellect, my memory, my imagination, right? And just sit there with the Lord and allow him in. And I'll tell you, it's really quite powerful. It can be very, very powerful and take us to, this deeper understanding that we don't intuit in our intellect, but intuit in our soul. We come out of that and we know that something has happened. There's been a transformation in some way. And then we see it maybe a little later on. We'll see that there's a certain facility for a virtue that we didn't have. Or we'll notice that, a habit that we had has lessened or has been, an imperfection perhaps that we've long made friends with will no longer hold its attraction for us, or the Lord just takes it away completely. And that's the process of transformation. It says in Sacred Scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, all of us gazing on the Lord's glory with unveiled faces are being transformed from glory to glory into his very image by the Lord who is the Spirit. And the primary way in which we have the opportunity to gaze on the face of God, the face of the Lord, is through his Eucharistic presence. But remember, when we receive Jesus in a worthy way, even though, he is alive through the host in us for as long as that digestive process takes in our body, he lingers there, right? So when we're sitting with the Lord, with a rosary, we can just, say, even though we can't imagine, even though the Lord silenced our imagination in some way, or maybe we can still picture him, I don't know, but we can sit there and say, spiritually, I'm gazing on the Lord's presence and transformation happens. So anyway, what a beautiful thing, right? Well, I want to go to Thomas. I understand he's in a hurry, and I'm in a chat mode here. So I want to get to him. He is in Louisiana today, listening to us via the EWTN app. Thomas, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me?
I surely can.
I wanted to stay on speaker because I wanted to read this. It's a little. We have a very important event going on in Louisiana today.
Okay.
It's a 14-foot monstrance holding the Eucharist. It's a highlight of a multi-boat procession along the 130-mile stretch from Baton Rouge to New Orleans, and it started on Wednesday. They call it the FETEDIEUDU Mississippi, or Festival of God on the Mississippi River.
Wow.
It's the first recorded instance of any Louisiana group plus in the Mississippi River. I haven't heard anybody talking about this, and I thought it was important to kind of bring it up to EWTN.
Well, Thomas, I have to thank you so very much for calling in and sharing this marvelous event that's taking place. I have not heard of it. I am ever so grateful for whoever it is that's organized this. I am so grateful for your participation in it. And are you the transporter of this 14-foot monstrance or no?
No, I'm just a bystander. But also there is you heard of Father Mark Beard, I'm sure.
Oh, I did. Yes, I. So many okay. are familiar with him. God rest his soul.
Yes, there's a. What I'm understanding on another boat, there's a statue that he donated to the church he was at when he was living, of the Blessed Mother and Joseph on a boat in the procession.
My goodness, Thomas. This is absolutely amazing. What a beautiful way to celebrate the solemnity of Our Lady. What a beautiful, beautiful way to help people understand the importance of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a beautiful celebration of faith this is. I just know that blessings are abounding from heaven. And I just shared earlier in the program, I don't know if you heard it, but I was in New Orleans yesterday, and I was speaking to the Catholic Daughters of America. There are 1,400 women, and I'm sitting here saying, I wonder if they know about this. I wonder if they know that this is going on, because they're staying right down there, you know, right on Riverside. So, you know, what an amazing thing. Oh, my heaven's sakes. I am just so excited and so enthused by this. Thank you for sharing it. And thank you for sharing it on Women of Grace. We just absolutely love our Blessed Mother.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. God bless you, good man of God.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm so excited about it. Now I'm saying, oh, I wish I would have stayed for an extra day. Maybe I would have been made aware of this. But I wouldn't have been, because I wouldn't have been doing radio, and then I wouldn't have heard from Thomas. At any rate, we can all unite our hearts and our spirits to this beautiful procession that's taking place, right? We can all open ourselves up to the graces that are being procured from heaven as a result of it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having that holy conversation with you. We've got Lisa with us. She is in Syracuse area of New York, listening on Sirius XM station 130. Just ringing my bell for first time caller Lisa. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm good, Jeanette. How are you doing today?
Oh, very well. Thank you for asking.
Especially on this beautiful feast day of the Assumption of Our Lady. Just getting ready to get to noon mass and celebrate her loveliness and being just not only the beautiful Mother of God, but the mother of us all. And
amen.
I just wanted to share that with the wonderful devotions, because a lot of people don't know, even within our own faith, what her role is and what a tender-hearted, beautiful woman she is, not only of the Savior. And I go from experience from a very beautiful family that was raised many generations in the faith, but never understanding Mary's role sometimes. And so my mom became a widow at 39 years old, and she had five teenagers and one 10-year-old, and left, you know, to raise. So I know she leaned into Our Lady a lot. We were always raised with the Holy Rosary, and the one title my mother just loved of Our Lady was the Immaculate Conception. For some reason, she always told us children and young adults and older adults now, Just make sure if you're ever in a bind and you don't even have time to say a rosary, start them at least, but just keep saying that title of Immaculate Conception over and over again. And Our Lady just rises like cream to the top. She goes right to her son. She is a true, true mother. In fact, my one daughter is pregnant with her second grandchild, but it was an ectopic pregnancy and a very dangerous situation. And Our Lady stepped right in. She's out in Denver. We're in New York, so it was a tough battle right there. But Our Lady just wrapped her arms all around us all. And the Immaculate Conception, when I was crying and couldn't be there fast enough, she took good care of everybody in this situation. And I just wanted to share that when everybody wonders, she truly does have the battle boots on for all of us. And I love her so much. I can never thank her. And I can't thank our Savior, friend, and Father God, to give her to us all in the Holy Spirit. I'm just so grateful. So I just want to give her a shout out on this special day and tell you thank you for recognizing this and all of EWTN. So God bless you all.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Thank you so very much. And, you know, I'm so happy that your mother really, you know, in a certain way sowed that seed of devotion into all of your hearts that you can carry it forward. And I'm thinking of Our Lady under that beautiful title, Immaculate Conception. I mean, that is the name that she identifies herself by, right? And you know, we know that names in the Hebrew religion are very meaningful. They communicate the essence of someone. So when Our Lady says, "I am Immaculate Conception," she announces that to Bernadette, you know, on the heels of, I think that it was really right after that dogma was pronounced when she says, "I am Immaculate Conception," you know, identifying herself in that way, there's an indication of the most central aspect of her being, of who she is. She is Immaculate Conception. And that prayer, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee," is such a strong prayer. So I would encourage all of you, as Lisa has been encouraging you, you know, appeal to Our Lady underneath that title and that little ejaculation, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee," is very, very powerful. It is used in exorcisms. She absolutely smites the head of the serpent. The serpent hates that title of Our Lady because he never had any hold on her. And that's what that title indicates. Will you hear that music coming right back? I want to hear your Mary moment right here on Women of Grace Live, 833-288-EWTN. Coming right back. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Who am I? Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. Certainly do enjoy spending this time with you Monday through Friday right here on EWTN Radio, brought to you by so many marvelous affiliates. Inviting you to call in today. This is the solemnity of the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We're celebrating it by talking about Our Lady today, my favorite topic, one of my favorite topics. So I certainly do invite you to give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the toll-free number for you here in North America. Outside of North America, I invite you to use this number, 205-271-2985. It begins with country code 1. So that's 1-205-271-2985. I want to remind you, too, that we're available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Just use the chat feature there. Put in your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. We'll get it retrieved and up on the board. Michael McCall doing the retrieving. Matthew Gubensky answering the phone. Rich Jesse producing there on the campus of EWTN. If you are a first-time caller or submitter, I sure do want to know. I get to ring my bell to welcome you for your debut to Women of Grace Live. So do give us a call right here. We're talking about our Blessed Mother, as I mentioned. I just want to share with you, phone lines are lighting up. I'm going to go to Andrew and Darren and whoever else is calling in right now. 833-288-EWTN. Before we get to Andrew, though, I just wanted to mention to you, I'll tell you, we've got a beautiful, beautiful study that is available for you. It's through Women of Grace, which is our apostolate to women, our goal to transform the world one woman at a time. We want for the world to be populated with women who are formed and shaped according to the mind of Holy Mother Church, according to the heart of our Most Blessed Lady. And this new study series called Moments with Mary is available for you. The very first installment in that series has been released, and it is called Who is Mary? Now, I'll tell you what, I have had, I don't know how many women have gone through this beautiful study at this point in time. We've had, I know, at least 100 that have gone through it. It's just newly released. We've got more and more women. I can't tell you how many of these we've sold, but we've sold a great number of them, the studies themselves. So I know these groups are getting started. You can do this on your own or with a group. We like when you do it with a group because you learn from each other. You gain insight, inspiration from each other. The Holy Spirit shows up. And this beautiful study, Who is Mary, from what we have heard from the women, has really increased their understanding and their love of our mother. Lisa was talking about how sad it is that so many Catholics don't know very much about our mother or understand relationship or her role in salvation and how she continues to fulfill that role now from heaven. And I can tell you this study is going to take you to a new level of understanding, a new level of appreciation, a new level in your relationship with her. Lots of converts to the faith have said, one of my biggest obstacles was Our Lady, was the Blessed Mother, and this study has helped me to understand her. So I'll tell you, it's just beautiful. So I'm encouraging you to get out to our website or to EWTNRC.com. That's the website of EWTN's religious catalog. Religious catalog has this study as well. Moments with Mary is the study series. This particular installment, Who is Mary? It's a 5-week study. You can make it longer if you like. It would be a little hard to make it shorter, but longer, yes, you can make it. So I'm encouraging you, don't delay. Get out there. Participate. Find out about our mother. Our chief presenter through this is Father Hugh Gillespie. If you know Father Hugh, you're going to be amazed at what he shares with us about our mother. And then every day there is also a video that I have available for you on the reflection of that particular day. It's beautifully done. So please do get out there and get it. Who is Mary? In the Moments with Mary study series. All right. 833-288-EWTN is our number here. That's 833-288-3986. For the study, EWTNRC.com or womenofgrace.com. Let's get to Andrew in Boston. He's been a very patient man. He is listening to us via Station of the Cross, and I'm just glad about it. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me all right?
Hear you just fine, and it's going great.
Great. So I have to keep this quick. I could talk about this for hours and hours. I've called you before, Donut. I'm on my way to Mass. I'm a new Catholic, but I had this experience years and years ago with Mary. And how do I describe it? So it was at the end of a long day of work. I was doing food delivery, and it was really hot, and I had, like, sweat all over my face. And it was a hot, humid day. And I had my window down, sitting in my car, and I'm done for the day. And I felt a wind out of nowhere, just like the gentlest wind, almost like water, just kind of caressed or kissed my cheek. And it was like human. It was like a person was in the wind. I know this sounds crazy probably to people hearing this, but it was motherly. And now I believe it was Mary, but it was also like God itself. I think it was like Mary and the Holy Spirit. And, cause you know, the spirit is the wind in the, you know, in the Hebrew Bible. So Yeah, I just wanted to share that real quick. I could explain more, but I got to go to Mass, and hopefully this reaches someone, because it was eye-opening for me, and it led me to the Catholic Church. And Mary's not just a statue or, like, a prayer. Like, she's Queen of Heaven and Earth, so she's everywhere. And she's one with God, so it was, like, God itself and Mary herself were, like, just comforting me that day. So, yeah. God bless you. That's all.
Thank you, Andrew. What a beautiful story you've shared with us, and thank you so very much. And you are right. Mary never comes alone. She always comes with the Holy Spirit, the dynamic duo, I call them.
Really?
Mary and the Holy Spirit. So, you know, whenever we look at Mary, you know, one of the most amazing things, I think it must be for those who see her, you know, like St. Bernadette, I mentioned her earlier, or the Fatima children, or the children at La Salette, you know, whenever they behold our Blessed Mother, St. Catherine Laboure, you know, they talk about her beauty, they talk about her radiance. But what is that? What is that beauty? What is that radiance? It's the Spirit of the living God. It's the Holy Spirit. It's her spouse. You know, Mary was pure. We talked about her under Immaculate Conception. There was no imperfection in our mother. Absolutely no imperfection. So God could shine through her perfectly. We know that as individuals draw nearer and nearer and nearer to the Lord, very often their faces light up with him. I know people like that right now whose faces light up with the Lord. Right? Just light up. You're in their presence, and you can see the glow of God on their face. You know, we know that's scriptural. It happened to Moses. You know, John Paul II was one like that. Teresa of Calcutta, another one. So, but they're still in the process of perfection. The nearer we draw, the more the glory of the Lord can shine through us. Mary, perfect and spotless, it is the glory of the Lord that shines through her. It is her spouse, the Holy Spirit, manifesting himself through her. You know, you look in her eyes, and who do you see? You see basically the Holy Spirit looking out at you. And we can do that even, you know, I mean, I don't know if Mary's ever appeared to you. She's never appeared to me. But we can do this. We can do this in our time of prayer. We can just place ourselves in the presence of our mother, gaze into her eyes, right, and ask her whatever it is that we desire to ask her. One other point before I get to you, Darren, hang on for me there. One other point that I want to make with regard to this is that, you know, Mary, you said she's the Queen of Heaven and Earth, and she is indeed. She is the Queen Mother. You know, she is the Queen Mother. The tradition, you know, in ancient times, in the tradition of the kings of Israel, you know, they had many wives. So it was not a wife that was the queen. It was the mother that was the queen. And so the Queen Mother had specific roles in the kingdom, right? And what were those roles? She would advocate on behalf of the people, and she would distribute the king's response to the people. So she would advocate for their need, and then she would distribute that which was needed, and that was her job. And our Blessed Lady is the Queen Mother. You know, Jesus Christ is our King. He is the King of Kings, and so the Queen Mother is Mary, and Mary continues the function of those queen mothers of the Israel line. And she advocates on our behalf, and then she distributes the graces. That's what we know. So, you know, you're absolutely correct. And I don't doubt for a moment that that was our mother. And the fact that you could even, you know, specifically say it was a motherly touch, but yet it felt like God. It has the fingerprints of Mary all over it. So, Andrew, thank you so much for your call. I have goosebumps by way of it. Thank you so very, very much. God bless you. Let's get to Darren. Darren is in Buffalo, New York today, listening to his via Station of the Cross. How are you, Darren?
Good. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, first time calling. I always want to call during the show, and every time I deliver flowers for my brother, and I just never could get it the right time. But my story goes 31 years ago, my wife had given birth to my first son. And a week later, I was in the hospital with a serious heart condition, which I was an alcoholic. heavy smoker, and I had cardiomyopathy, and they told me if I didn't stop drinking and smoking, within a year, I'd either be dead or need a new heart. So I quit, with the grace of God, I quit. But, it's a few months after this, because I'm still, my heart's fluctuating. I didn't know if I was living or dying or what was going to happen. And I was sleeping, and I had a dream, and I never dreamed. And in this dream, I was at Art by church that I grew up, I was raised in, one of 10 kids, and it was Queen of Heaven. Now, as you mentioned, that's Art by church. And during Mass, I'm sitting on the right-hand side, and at the front of the church is a statue of the Blessed Virgin about 10 feet off the ground. And Mass, everything froze. I was levitated out of my seat, and I was floating towards the Blessed Virgin, and I got within inches of her face, and her face lit up. And she looked at me and said, everything's going to be okay. From that moment, I instantly woke up, and a calmness came about me, and I was just crying. And I woke up my wife. She was, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I told her what had happened to me, and it was just, it was so powerful. And it just, I was better after that. I mean, I felt better. I knew I was going to be okay. It touched me. And then fast forward about 6 years later, I don't know if you know, ever heard of Father Nelson Baker from this area, Buffalo?
No.
He's trying to be canonized a saint. And he built a basilica in Lackawanna, New York, just outside of Buffalo, with the help of the Blessed Virgin. Like, to this day, that church is being supplied by a gas well where the Blessed Virgin told Father Baker to dig. And he went down, they dug, I think, four times the normal depth to get gas. And to this day, it is still heating that whole church. But now getting back to that, his body was brought out of his grave, put into the basilica, and another step trying to be canonized a saint. Well, we were at that service, and I named my son after him. My son is Kevin Nelson. And my heart was fluctuating again. And I had another dream that I went to the church at the basilica, and the holy water is being held by these huge guarding angels. And I reached in to bless myself, and the guardian angel grabbed my hand and spoke the same words that the mother, Blessed Virgin, spoke to me. Everything's going to be okay. I woke up like that. And fast forward to now, 2 years ago at the cardiologist, my heart at that point in time was only pumping at like 25%. It's back up to normal now. I'm still on the medicine, but my heart is back to normal. And I attribute everything happening because of the Blessed Virgin and God.
Oh, my goodness, Darren. This is an amazing story. And God often speaks to us in dreams. Those dreams that we have like that, we do not put to the side. Those dreams are important, especially when they logically and cogently hold together. You know, sometimes dreams are odd, and there's, disparate parts of those dreams that make no sense. But when we have a dream that unfolds like that about heavenly things, that is something I think that we have to pay attention to. We can get discernment on it, through the help of a priest, but you have experienced the results of those dreams, that you've seen the fulfillment of what was communicated to you in those dreams in your own life. And we do know that God speaks to us that way. We know that our Blessed Mother is always there praying for us. And I wish that we would understand that. I wish that we would realize that her maternal beatitude is always there for each one of us, and that she participates in this action of God's love for each one of us. And it's by God's will of good pleasure. He desires this. And, right. it brings him joy. So Darren, these are amazing stories.
At that time, I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's
quite
all right.
I was born and raised Catholic, but I was not going to church. I was an alcoholic. I was just focused on myself. I didn't, Not that I didn't believe in God. And that brought me back. It brought me back and to where every year since then, I've grown in my faith.
Isn't that beautiful?
And it just keeps getting stronger and stronger. But at that point in time, when I was sick, I was not going to church regularly, not at all, I don't even think. And it brought me back to, okay, this is where I got to be. And I don't think it was a dream. And when I told my mom that story, she said, no, that happened to you. That was the Blessed Virgin reaching out to you and letting you know. I mean, it was powerful. And any chance I get, I tell that story, and it just it's a beautiful story.
Well, I sincerely want to thank you for telling that story to us today, because it's very moving, and I know that it's touched hearts and it's touched souls, and I am not going to let you go without ringing my welcome bell for you as a first-time caller. Don't be a last-time caller, Darren. Give us a call back.
No, it won't be. It won't be.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Oh, my goodness. God bless you. You know, I'll tell you, friends, you know, aren't we edified and built up when we hear such stories as we've been hearing today? These are beautiful opportunities for us to grow in our faith. We've got Nina with us. Nina is in northern New Jersey today. She's listening to us via Sirius XM station 130. Good morning to you, Nina.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm dandy. Thanks for asking.
Thanks for taking my call. I do want to say the Blessed Mother helped me deliver my daughter Hannah, who I'm speaking about. She married Clark after 19 and a half hours of labor. My first baby was VBAC, but after 19 and a half hours of labor, I delivered Hannah with the help of the Blessed Mother. But she married Clark two and a half years ago, and she delivered her baby. They had a beautiful church ceremony, and her husband stopped going to church immediately after they were married. But he promised after the baby was born, he was baptized, that he would go back to church, which he didn't. So I've been praying and asking the Blessed Mother to intercede. And they went to a wedding recently in northern Italy, and we're watching their son right now. And I have just been imploring for her intercession, imploring. Well, guess what? They got stuck in northern Italy. Isn't that lovely? They got stuck in northern Italy, and they're still there right now for the feast, and they're enjoying the holiday as we speak in northern Milano. And my daughter is very excited about seeing how they celebrate the Blessed Mother in Milano. And for her, that's just one of the highlights of her life, is to be able to be in Italy, because we're very Italian. My husband's from northern Italy, I'm from southern Italy. So they just love to see how the Blessed Mother celebrated. I'm just so joyful. For me, it's an answer to prayer, and that she could see how the Blessed Mother is elevated and celebrated there. So I just really feel like her hand is on their marriage, and he's going to come home with a story. I pray he's going to come home with a story.
Well, why don't we just short... go ahead?
Go ahead. I
no,
think
I was just
the one side is the very night before my father-in-law died. We were in that very cathedral in Milano, and I had a moment with the Lord. The location where a nail is, they say, the nail of Christ is on the ceiling in a small box. And every year they take down the nail just to expose it for everybody to see, is right in that cathedral. Mm. And I just believe I had a moment before my father-in-law died in that specific cathedral where they will be. Well, they are right now in that cathedral. And I really believe my father-in-law also had an intercession right now for them. So
yes.
I believe in the intercession of family. And believe
yes.
it or not, yesterday my husband and I had an absolute argument, and I passively allowed him to yell, and I knew I knew my marriage was like being attacked, and I wouldn't allow it. And I knew the evil one was doing something, and I just went like quietly like a lamb. I said, something's going on above my head. And sure enough, I thought to myself, oh, I should be sleeping in the other room. And then I said, absolutely not. Something's going on above my head. There's a war going on.
Mm.
And do you know what happened?
What?
I texted my friend. Father Mike, day 199 popped up. Sometimes there's a time for war. And he said, and sometimes the war is with the heavenly host, day 199. And he said, and sometimes it happens for us also where we experience pain unlike we just never know, but it's for our good. Day 199 is July something in July. And I thought, July 17th or something. And I thought, gee, what is that going on for? But you said you have to endure the sufferings, endure the pain. It's for our benefit. And I said, that there's a reason, you know, that we endure, and it comes for our benefit, but God gets glorified through it all. So
that's very
so
true, Nina.
The pattern. There's a pattern that we just have to cooperate with God's plan. And I just felt that God's presence was there. And it has to do with marriage and family and just trusting and participating in this plan.
Well, absolutely. And you hear that music, so we're coming to the close. But I don't want for the program to close without just asking our Blessed Mother, dearest Mother, on this, your feast day, we just ask for graces of conversion to pour out upon Clark. We pray that his heart, mind, and soul would be open during this time that he is in Italy, that he would enter more deeply into a knowledge and recognition of how he needs your Son. Mother, lead him to the font of all life that comes by way of baptism and all of the other sacraments. We offer this prayer to you, Father God. In the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of Our Lady on this feast day, and a big shout out to my daughter Thea on her birthday today. God bless all of you now. Bye-bye.